Are you emotionally secure?
Not anymore.
Well, we've got...
There's a time in my life I was. I don't think I am anymore.
We've got easy ways to tell.
Okay.
For example, can you take criticism from others?
Don't like it.
That means no fighting back.
Is that what it means?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. I just went ahead and scratched that one off for everybody.
Yeah, none of us.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, everything you're saying... I think I have major emotional problems.
Everything.
By far.
Yeah. Yeah.
Major He's everything you're saying, I hate.
Sorry. Says receiving constructive feedback without immediately rejecting it or lashing out is a key sign of emotional security.
Okay.
Mm. It's all something we can work on. We could work on it a little, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We could work on that one.
I'm better at it if it's somebody who's better than me at something.
I've noticed about Matt, because Matt is intelligent. I mean...
He's a professor, for goodness sake.
I mean, I think everyone on the show, minus Squid, is intelligent.
Same. That's what I'm saying.
I think you have intelligence in other ways. I think you have social intelligence, I think. I don't know. I mean, that's a thing to think. No, but like Matt, I can tell, like, if he thinks somebody's... asking him something that would insult his intelligence or maybe come across that he's not smart.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that's the very few times he gets defensive. He's like, to me, it comes across that people who come across, like, make you feel like you're dumb,
mm-hmm.
then you're like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, I worked in customer service for a little bit, and when someone would come at me like I had settled, like I was dumb and this was the only thing I could do.
Mm-mm.
No,
Not today.
I would destroy you with my intelligence. Like, I'm going to insult you in ways you don't even realize you're being insulted until we hang up the phone.
Yeah.
And then I'd cancel your order.
Yeah.
And say, I don't know where we went wrong.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. Another sign to tell if you're emotionally secure, can you listen to different perspectives you disagree with?
I can hear them.
Hearing is listening. Different than listening.
I heard the words.
You heard it.
Yeah.
I actually can.
Mm.
I can. I do. You and I disagree so much on things.
I wish, though, that the part of this would say, without having to tell your side of it just to get your point across.
Okay.
I wish that would be a side of it.
Yes. I don't do that.
Yes. So,
I really think... there's a misnomer that I'm like closed-minded about stuff. I don't care. I just think people do what they want to do.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. I mean, do what you want to do. And I find other people's thoughts or belief systems, whether I agree or disagree, fascinating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's just the part at the end where it's like,
but
I believe. And I'm
I thought we were sharing.
Yeah. I can work. Yeah.
Yeah. If you find that you are able to hear other points of views without reacting to them in an aggressive way, Jason Goodman, anytime somebody mentions something politically that maybe you disagree with, you don't have to. You just can, you understand it. You can have a conversation and then you move on.
I think, honestly, I hate to say this. I think I do. It can be a vigorous debate at times, but I feel like other people will storm away and go into a bizarre, hateful hatred towards me because I disagreed with them about something like that. So I feel like it can be heated and vigorous.
That is true. That instance, for whatever reason, with Jason, sorry if I interrupted you.
No, you're good.
I have noticed that like you're passionate about a certain thing and you might make jokes that might offend people who believe differently than you. But I don't see you ever having a problem with what they're saying.
Yeah.
No. Because I think that's the part of what makes us free and individual thinking.
But if someone were to challenge you, directly, there might be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
And me too.
Okay.
And me too.
All right. And then finally, the way to tell if you are emotionally secure, can you set healthy boundaries?
Nope.
No.
Yes.
No.
Healthy boundaries.
Healthy is the key word here.
Of what?
Healthy boundaries.
That's about health.
Not your Mediterranean diet.
What?
Like in your relationships or with saying, hey, I expect, you know, this is something that would be good for us.
The way that it's defined is that emotional security is associated with knowing yourself and setting limits based on your values.
Mm. No.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, I can't do that.
He just caved.
Yeah, no. I thought you were talking about my Mediterranean diet.
No.
Not that. I will say in the last relationship I was in, I was after getting divorced, I, for the, I think, first time ever, verbalized boundaries.
Yes. Yes.
Now, whether that, you know, worked or not, but it, it felt good to at least do that, so that there's not, like, ambiguity, like, what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, but do I, can I do that to, with myself? Like, I'm not going to do this.
No.
I tried. I'm like, why am I doing this? Like, well, I'm doing, like, I just said I wouldn't do this. Why am I doing this?
So there you go.
All right. We're all a little emotionally insecure.
A lot of it, I think.
A lot of it.